Remember yesterday we were speaking about the physical activity of children, particularly those from a developmental perspective. We were speaking to the Sports Science Institute. We heard toward the very end of a song of the show from the MD of Sporting Chance, Brad Bing, who indicated that it's part of his mission actually, and has been his mission, to attempt to do this from a digital perspective, particularly in support, I suppose, of parents who might not have clear programs for their youngsters. And it would be interesting to hear from Brad. We thought we'd reach out to Brad Bing to give us a perspective on what he has on offer. We'll hopefully get him on the line shortly, and we have him now. Brad, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks very much for reaching out yesterday. So great to know that there's existing infrastructure in support of children's fitness. How has the lockdown period been for you?
Very difficult. Thanks so much for taking my call. And also, I thought Warwick was absolutely outstanding yesterday in his the way he came across.
He was.
Lockdown has been extremely difficult. You got no idea. I mean, it's not only has it been extremely difficult for us, but it's been extremely difficult for the children that we work with. You got to remember that we work with about 22,500 children throughout South Africa on an annual basis. And that's on a daily basis that we're working with these kids. And the one thing that has been very good for us is we've been able to create virtual lessons that we've been able to submit to these children and get across to these children that they can use those lessons in order to keep themselves occupied during the day and during the week. So that's been very, very important for us.
And, I mean, have they been able to be disciplined to do them on a daily basis? Do you have to send reminders? Are parents finding that it's frustrating to get them enthused?
Well, the hardest thing for us, what we can't comprehend, to be honest with you, is nothing has changed in our township communities that we've been working in. And you've got to understand that we've been doing this for the last 50 years. It's not as if it's something that we've just started during lockdown. What we're trying to educate people about is in the affluent communities, you've got to understand that mom and dad can go to work, drop the kid off at a creche or something like that, and then you've got a situation where they can pick him up at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock and take him home again to the...
Brad's not coming through there for me. We'll catch up. We'll pick up that line in a little bit. Unfortunate that. To hopefully get a more stable line. Check out sportingchance.co.za in the meantime while we're trying to get back to him. As he says, they've been in business for 30 years. They have summer holiday coaching clinics, a range of sports. In fact, which was what I was hoping to ask him next, exactly what's on offer. He was just explaining to us that, you know, many parents are able to drop kids off at whatever creches and the like, or school activities. And in some cases, amongst the more affluent children, there's a tennis court or a swimming pool at home, basketball ring and the like. Whereas these guys, I mean, over the years, they've worked with almost 250,000 children. And really, they've assisted under-resourced schools, over 50 of those. It looks as though we're really battling to get Brad on the line again. And so, unfortunately, we are probably going to run out of time to chat to him. Brad, I think we haven't done this justice, so it'd be great to pick this conversation up maybe on another day.